Number 14, please.
Number 14 is for the Comptroller, submitting a revision to the county ordinance for new government accounting standards for Statement 54 of the Fund Balance Report.
Mr. Metzger.
Mr. Chair, there was a new governmental accounting standards that was issued. Milwaukee County, under state statute, is required to follow GAAP, which is Generally Accepted Accounting Principles. And Generally Accepted Accounting Principles for governmental units is defined by the Governmental Accounting Standards Board. They issued a new statement, number 54, which defines how you shall present your fund balance in your financial statements. And basically, this change provides for a reclassification from the way that we did it in the past to this new presentation. It has no financial impact to the county's bottom line. It is just merely a reclassification into new categories. And the new categories become non-spendable, which is by governmental accounting standards, you cannot spend that money for anything else, and typical item for that is inventories, a reserve for inventories. Mm-hmm. Restricted, which has generally been restricted by someone outside of the county, for example, a government or a private entity based upon some type of agreement that says you are required to do these reserves, so that is restricted. Committed would be something where the board has indicated, or the board and the county executive indicated, that they want to commit these funds. And assigned would be something that the board would designate an entity can assign items to. The county has nothing that is assigned. We are further guided by state statute, which says to us that Milwaukee County can only hold reserves for those items that where we have been restricted related to it, or for debt service or for emergencies. We cannot hold funds, you as the board or the exec cannot just designate and say that you want to hold funds or commit funds for a purpose outside of using the monies, any surplus of the year that can only go towards the subsequent year's budget. And that's an item that we have lived with. Mr. Kamholtz indicated earlier that the county doesn't have a lot of fund balances that are available to us that we can use to offset items, and that's because one of the restrictions from that state statute that's there. So mainly this change to ordinance is just taking the words that were written in the ordinance before that was defining our presentation methodology and changing it based upon this new government and accounting standard. There is no financial impact related to this. It's merely to present how we get to the number.
Move approval.
Supervisor Cullen moves approval of item number 14. Any questions? Concerns?
One quick question. This basically is tightening up the rules of what I would call a float. We aren't going to be able to so liberally float with fund balances in covering deficits. Is that a correct statement?
We have been limited to do anything that we wanted to do by the state statute. The only thing, so this here really does nothing to change what we've been living with before. Generally, what the county has used before as a method to take funds and use it from one year to the next has been the debt service reserve. State statute allows you to take the funds and place it into a sinking fund reserve, which the county has used ever so often from year to year in order to move funds from one year into the next and to make it available to use. So this really changes none of the restrictions that we've been placed under before. It's a possibility that the county may need to look to the state to, if we wanted to create fund balances to be used as a rainy day fund in the future, from limits in that of when we have balances. But this does nothing to change the restrictions we're currently under.
Okay. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to state that I'm familiar with GASB statements as an accountant and former auditor, and for the most part, GASB statements have a purpose of helping any outside user be able to look apples to apples, oranges to oranges, looking at one municipality or one government to another. So, in effect, I think that aside from the fact that by state statute we really have to comply with this, it will just help put our financial statements in line with other governments' financial statements so that they can be understood and compared side by side and won't have that much of a functional impact on how the money is moved. Is that correct, Mr. Mansky?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, supervisors, this gets us in line. So generally the reason that the Government Accounting Standards Board wanted to do this was to provide a better presentation methodology. The biggest users of your financial statement besides, you know, taxpayers or you as the board is the bondholders. And the bondholders like to look at a consistent statement across, you know, several governmental units. If they're comparing us to Hennepin County, which is, you know, Minneapolis or Cuyahoga County, down in, you know, Ohio and that, or other counties, they can have a similar comparison. And also the bond rating agencies like to have that comparison too. So when they're comparing us for purposes of our bond rating. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a motion for approval for item number 14. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
On the motion, Supervisors Cullen.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Paul West.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion approved, 7-0.
Thank you very much.
Near 12 o'clock. What is the pleasure of the committee? Would the committee like to continue? Would you like to take a break?
I need a break.
Supervisor Joseph would like a break. And how long?
Half an hour.
Half an hour, 45 minutes?
Let's make it half an hour.
Half an hour? Is that fine? Okay, the... the committee is now adjourned until 12:30, at which time we will go back into session. We will recess until 12:30.
Recess.
We recess until